Let it be done throughout Shabbos. My time is Shari Beishamai. As you want to send out the brice before, goes according to Beishamai, that you're allowed to let put spice on top of the coals and let it burn throughout Shabbos, and the smoke goes up into your kelim. I am the bottom, it's in the kli portion, and your kli is doing this malacha. And the Gemara know, Hosa Menach Arya. We're talking about where the coals are not in your kli, it's not in an oven, but it's pushed on the ground. So since it's on the ground, it's not in your kelim, you have no kelim doing any malacha. It's not inside a kli. You just have the coals on the ground, so it's not cold in your kelim. The coals itself, that's like hefka, that's not kosher with all the coals. So it's not cold in your melacha. According to Beishamai, gigas. Gigas means barrels of beer. They used to make beer where it takes 8 days for the barley to soak inside the water. Now when the barley is soaking inside the water, it's like a melacha's lash. The barley gets mixed up with the water and becomes lush. It's the malach is being done to make the beer. So how are you allowed to let your barrels stay throughout Shabbos? Your barrels are causing lush to be taking place. Who are din v'ner? How could you have a candle burning in your house on Shabbos? It's your ner, and your ner is doing a malacha. Who are din u'kdera? How could you ever have a pot on the oven? Even if you put it before Shabbos, but throughout Shabbos now it's being bishul. So your kelim is being mavashal on Shabbos. According to Beishamai, it should be also to let a pot go on top of the oven before Shabbos. Ushvut, what in the spit that you put the meat on and put it into the oven to roast it, should also be also. Is my time a shari Beishamai? It's a zikha mut according to Beishamai. Everybody does like that. So what's the heta according to Beishamai? The teretzin is the mafkulu afkuri. The zikha swara according to Beishamai. Everybody is mafkid the kelim. And since you know you have to cook, you have to have food, you have to have chont on Shabbos, so it's like a non sadi, you're mafkid your pot before Shabbos. When the pot is doing cooking on Shabbos, it's not called your pot. That's what you have to say according to Beishamai. But according to Beisila, Allah Chabad, everything is mutter. According to Beisila, we hold there's no Issa Shvisas Kelim. So Drashi Gigas, Shas Sheikhar V'Toycha, you have beer inside it. V'yefshul Sheikhal Oretz, V'asur, you can't put it on the ground, it has to be in a barrel. V'asurim Nishurim Kol HaShabbos, and the barley inside is like soaking the whole Shabbos. Yosem Mechas Yom, it takes at least 8 days to make beer. You have to have a Shabbos in between. Even though it's cooked before Shabbos, or it gets a little bit more cooked on Shabbos, so who are the pot is doing this to Bishul on Shabbos? A spit inside the oven. You have the meat roasting on the spit. The teretziz but a mafkulu is a trashil kelim. As a non sadi, everybody's mafkulu is kelim before Shabbos. Veshuv ein mitzvah shvisosan. Since you don't own it, you like masquer it, so you're not mitzvah to not have malacha be done in the keli. Only a keli that you own is a shvisas keli. But if you masquer it, it's mutter. The Torah speaks out, masquer, afagav yom ben adorim debinin hefke b'fei gimu. We hold in order to be masquer kli, you have to do it in front of three people. And nobody does that. About a Friday before, right before Shabbos, nobody goes in front of three people saying, be masquer my keli. It's not that you need three, it's not me derisive. It's only a svara, a stam to be maskech, but you don't really mean it. We're afraid you're just joking around. So you have to have it in front of three people. But here, it's a non-sad, you mean it, because nobody wants to be over in this derisive, or shrisa kalem. So it's a non-sad, you're being maskech, that helps. Same thing like chomes to pesach. If you mask your chomes before pesach, also you don't need it in front of three people. Because a non-sad, you mean to be maskech your chomes. You don't want to be over the ista chomes and pesach. So there, helps, I feel between by yourself. So the more Mantana will hold a ton of rabbon. Who learned this brisa? Loi tamale isha kedera asosiyes betrumusin. An isha can't fill up a pot with type of beans. Drashi mina kitni is different type of beans. Otzrichin bishul yaisa. It takes a long time. It takes 20 hours for it to cook. You have to cook it very long. But teniyat l'teicha taner erev Shabbos shall took this cholim pot and put it in the taner right before Shabbos im chashecha. That's also to do this. Even though you put it on the fire before Shabbos, still it's awesome. V'yim nostan, and if you did put it on the blech before Shabbos, is l'moitzoy Shabbos asurin. It's also tedious the whole Shabbos, and even moitzoy Shabbos is awesome. V'chtei sheyasu. You have to wait after Shabbos till the amount of time it will take you to start cooking it after Shabbos. In other words, you can't have any hanor for the melacha that was done on Shabbos. So you have to wait after Shabbos enough time that you can start cooking it then. So if you wait 10 hours after Shabbos, then you're allowed to eat it, because not called you had a noah from Melecha Shabbos. Shrashi b'chei sheyasu, k'dei shele yahanem Melecha Shabbos. You shouldn't have a noah from Melecha Shabbos. I will soon say, what was the melacha here? You put up this cholent before Shabbos on the blech. So what's wrong that's cooking throughout Shabbos? So the more piyotzibay, another din the brisa says is lo yamalei nachtem chavya shemayim. A baker should not fill up a chavya, a barrel full of water. The yaniach l'teicha taner erev Shabbos simcha sheicha, and put this big pot full of water in the taner right before Shabbos. It's also awesome. The yom also came, and if he did it, is the moitzoy Shabbos is also to have anor from it throughout Shabbos. And even Moitzoy Shabbos is also asurin v'chtei sheyasu, as long as it would take you to like start boiling the water after Shabbos. So that much time you could do it after Shabbos is not called you had enough from after Shabbos, because you could have done it after Shabbos. So who's the Tanner of this Brisa? The churuzot gemar leinu beishamayi v'leiv beisilu. This Brisa has to go according to beishamayi. Like what's the malacha? What's wrong with putting up the cholent before Shabbos? Elamai, that since on Shabbos your keli is doing an isabishal late besham, that's an isidiraisa, not to let your keli be mavashal on Shabbos. So the Gemara, no, here it goes even according to Beisilu. Afilu teima Beisilu. This could even go according to Beisilu. It's not an isidiraisa that you're having your pot cook on Shabbos, because according to Beisilu there's no isidishvisas kelim. Your keli is allowed to do malach on Shabbos. Now here it's a gzeira shemayachta b'cholim. We're afraid now if you put up a ruach cholin right before Shabbos, we're afraid that maybe it comes Friday night, the chol is not ready yet, so you're going to want to make the fire a little bit bigger to get the chol cooking better. So we're afraid Friday night when you come home, you're going to start hitting the coals to make the coals burn up, to get a bigger flame, to make it cook better. So that's the Gzeres Shemayachter B'Gichol. Now that's one of the reasons why we use a blech. Well, the hector for this is, if you use a blech, you have a hector that you're not allowed to hit the fire, that's mutter. If you'd put up a raw cholent right before Shabbos, also to do it, unless you have a blech. Because without a blech, you have this gzera, anything raw you put up right before Shabbos, there's a gzera, you come to hit it to make it burn better. Or you turn the fire and make it higher. We'll see later in the loch. It's not murchach. People do it the chumrah. But the ikka gzera was just to cover the fire. That was the ikka takonah. Yachta b'gecholim l'mayim b'shulim. We're afraid you'll hit the gecholim to make it cook better. For the Gemara Yehochiv, this is the Gzeira, and it goes according to Beis Hillel, it was a Mugma of the Gophers Nami Ligzer. How come Beis Hillel says you're allowed to put this sense on the fire before Shabbos, and let it burn throughout the whole Shabbos, and the smoke goes into the Kelim? I want you afraid also there, Shemayachta. It's not doing such a good job, the coals are going out, let's be afraid to hit the coals. Have the Gemara Hossam Lemachtla, no, that's a swear people don't hit the coals there. Di Machti Solak Lekutra, because there the bad smoke would come up. As when you're doing a process of making your kelim, making your clothes smell nice, so you have to let it only go from the coals itself. If you're going to hit the coals, you make black smoke come up, that's going to be bad for the begodim. So there's no gzera shemayachta. The koshlu, and it's bad for it, therefore you have no gzera. By the oinen shopishten, how come you're allowed to put flax inside the oven to become white? Why aren't we afraid also on Shabbos you come to open up the oven and hit the coals to make it go ahara? Nami Ligzer, have the Gemara Hossam, Kiva Nakasha Luzika. It's very bad for the wind to come inside the tanner. What they did with the flax was they put the flax in the tanner before Shabbos, and in the tanner there was coals, and used to close the tanner that no air comes in. Not no air, but just no wind should come in. Vice versa, you will open up the tanner, then wind comes in, and the wind is bad for the flax. It won't make it so white. There'll come a little bit dirty wind inside, you wouldn't do it. So, back there's no Xerim. It's keep on the kosher zika, since the wind is bad to come in for the flax, lay the galalei, you won't open up the oven. Right, it's semel yura, the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put the wool in the yura in the big pot with dye before Shabbos, even though throughout Shabbos it dyes better. I ligzer, maybe you see it's not doing such a good job, so in the middle of Shabbos you come to hit the coals to make it burn better. Or mashmuel biyoyra kura. We're talking about there where it's a big pot, but in the time you took the pot off the fire. True, if the pot would be on the fire, it'd be also to leave it. This is also without a blech. On top of the fire itself, you'd have the gzeres shemayachtem. Maybe the middle of Shabbos is not doing such a good job, you'll hit the fire. We're talking about the biyoyra kura. It was taken off the oven, off the fire. Now there's no more shemayachtem. For the Gemara, there's another gzera though. V'necha shema megizbo. Let's be afraid on Shabbos you have this wool inside this big pot with dye, it's supposed to dye, maybe it's not doing such a good job. So how do you make it dye better? You come to be megish, you'll mix it around. You'll mix around the wool in the dye on Shabbos. Why don't we have such a gzera like that? Have the Gemara beyakura v'teicha. It's not true, you have this gzera. We're talking about where this pot is off the fire. V'teicha means you like cemented down the cover. The cover is down very hard, tight inside. So you don't have the gzera, you'll open up the cover. So much you won't do on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Megis, Rashi says, Mahaptech bo umavushal heavy bishul. That's Rashi Shita, that if you're going to mix it up, Hagosa, there'll be a Mr. Bishul. There's some Shitas like that. There's a big Nishan, there is a Shita like this, but we're not Machma like this. Now it's meaning to take the cholent off the fire on Shabbos. And then you want to take the ladle and mix up the pot. So here you're making Hagosa, you're mixing around the food, even though it's off the fire. So according to Rashi, Rashi is saying that should be Yosa. That would be a Nisa Bishul. So the Ramor brings it down, but you could be making on that. Because this Pshan, the Gemara, we learn more like Taisus Halacha. Taisus learns the Shaila is Dilma Megiz Bo, the heavy surveyor. It's not a Shaila for Bishul. Here it's a Shaila, you're dyeing the wool. So we're afraid on Shabbos you come to mix the wool and then you'll be over the Issa Tzaveya. You're making it dye better. But something that was Mavushal, cold circle, if the chold is completely cooked already, you take it off the fire, we don't hold it in Issa Megiz. There's a Chumra to be Machmir. But there's no Kuli, you could be making also to make a Gosa. We're only Machmir on top of the fire itself, not to make a Gosa. It's when the chold is still on top of the fire, then you shouldn't take later to mix it up. Even Stam taking it out, there's also Shabbos. Some people make it, some people not make it. But to mamish make hagosa, that you shouldn't do when it's on the fire. But when you take it off the fire, then you could be mekel. It's not like Rashi.
Rashi's
fair.
What's
the story on Rashi? It's nechsek mubashim. Gzeira shem yachtav in cholem zot gemorav. We're coming out to Maskona though, that you can't put a fire, a pot, on the fire right before Shabbos, because the gzeira maybe you come to hit on the coals to make it burn better. So if you have a ruah cholent, is shorei lanuchei erev Shabbos simcha shecha b'tanur. As if it's a raw cholam, nothing started to cook at all before Shabbos, so the Gemara, that's muta to put up right before Shabbos. Why my timer? Ki von de leichos and liyurtum manashach. Friday night, it's not going to be ready anyway. It's the mal namatama, time it took a good few hours till it got cooked. So if you put it up right before Shabbos, you zichet don't have da'at eat it Friday night. Because you know it's going to take 5-6 hours for it to get cooked. When do you have da'at eat it? Shabbos morning. So then there's no gzera shem yachtav gcholim. Zicha by tomorrow morning will be cooked well. His male kivon the loy chazirut, it's not roy to eat anyway tonight, his asucha meisech daiti menei. V'loy osir lechatuya gcholim. You zicha don't think about it Friday night, because it's not oymet to eat anyway Friday night, you first need it tomorrow morning, so you don't have das to be lechatuya, to hit the coals. Trashiv hashtu diyom amar. Ti hanochas kideru lo yastiri ala mishum katiyo. You're not allowed to put a pot on top of the fire. Because it's there when you come to hit it. Hai kideru chayis hashapidomi. Lishoyis lo kathila. If it's a raw, whatever it is, raw cholent, raw food, the boy join betanum. Vim is pashelas kol alayla. And it cooks throughout the whole night. Devadai chayis so lava dait lamechul iruto. Because something raw on the mile, you don't have that seated that night. And chos, we didn't leave it there for that purpose. So mishum lemochram. So you want to eat it tomorrow. We're not afraid to come to hit the coals. Shireyeshla shoyis godl. It's a long time for it to cook. Ledom liashos is termusim. I, the Bryce before says you can't put up these sholen beans. Shem kol alayla by yoyim deilahim. The Rashi goes there, those beans, like Rashi first said, takes a long, long time for them to cook. So there, even the night and the day won't be enough. So there, we're afraid to come in the morning, you'll see it's not ready yet, you go and hit the gecholim. The Churim is not as there that with our cooking, the more you put up something, it gets done in an hour or two, could be you would have this gezeirah. If you put up something raw, right before Shabbos, on top of the fire, without a blech. But the Maisim is not as there, our food, whatever you put up, potatoes you put up, or something, it takes an hour for the cook, and then it's roy. So even that Friday night, you would have da'at eat it. So the answer is to have a blech, where the blech will be mutter. But the Gemara is saying, vice versa, numerous times at least, we had this kedera chaisa, ruah, cholent. It took a very long time for it to be cooked, had a small fire then. But since you zicha don't have that, see that night, it's mutter. So the Gemara, uboshel shapidomi, let's look to you, uboshel shapidomi, uboshel, if it's already cooked, also shapidomi. You'll have to put it up right before Shabbos. Because there's no gzera shemiyach, it's already cooked. You just want to warm it up. For warming it up, there's no gzera, you come to hit it. So the time, if you have a cholent that's cooked already before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it on the fire even without a blech. You wouldn't need a blech. The only reason why we have a blech is we'll see Gemara's later, al chazorah. There's a locha that once you take the pot off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back again on top of the fire. Only if you have a blech. That's another reason why we have a blech. Even though usually all our food is cooked well before Shabbos, but most of the chaynik, the hot water pot, once you take the water off the fire, if you want to put it back on again, it's only mutter if there's a blech there. Without a blech, you can't put it back. But if you just wanted to stay there to warm up, and when you take it off, you're not going to put it back on again, then you will need a blech. Like Mar says, a bias mevushal, cold circuit, it's cooked, you're just leaving it there to warm up before Shabbos, that's mutter, because there's no gzera, shema yachta. Voshel v'loy voshel osir. Or something started to be cooked, but it's not cooked legamri, that's when it's osir. Because here we say now, in the time you have das heated tonight, Friday night, and we're afraid by telling you to come home from shul, you see it's not ready yet, so you're going to go and hit the coals. This will be yosef. No, it's less than that. By the boshel shapadam rash mevushelos kol tzorko shapadam lanicha tlei boi chitui. If it's cooked legamri before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it. Vashenki bishul lei bishul, that's when it's also. The place we start, so lei med lei have come out of bed v'soi. The other come out of bed v'soi, shor l'shoisi. That'll be mutter. Right, so the Maravi showed that they gar machaya, but if you have this, whatever it is, this tafshul, this kugel, that's half done, half not done, that's when it's also, if you're going to throw inside of the raw bone, then shapidomi, it's mutter. Why? So Rashi showed that they gar machaya, the lav dait lamechel yurtam. And the other person is like a cholent, that's half done, half not done. So it's like a chum, and as time it could be ready at night time, so it'd be also. But if you're putting in a raw bone, you're like showing us that you have no das either tonight. Like you want this bone to be cooked, or this raw meat to be cooked. So since it doesn't get cooked at night till tomorrow morning, it's like you don't have das to eat this whole show until tomorrow morning. So it'll be mutter. Be sure that begar mochaya shapidom. If you throw there a raw bone, it's mutter. From the hash to the yomamar. Kol midi de kosher le zika. Le magale, anything that's there to have the wind come into it. You're not going to uncover it. Because here we're talking about you put the things inside the oven. And in order to make a chito, the ovens then were, the coals were inside the oven. And in order to hit the coals, you had to open up the oven and go inside. Yeah. Now certain things, we don't know more, you'll open up the oven because we don't want the wind to come in. So something that you don't want the wind to come in, we don't have this gzera. It was like hibisra the gdiya. If you have meat from a kid's meat, means a young goat, is the shorik and also the tanner itself. You had it closed well. Shorik means Rashi Pia Tana Batit. You put like cement, or not mamish cement, just dirt around the opening of it, so that kisui ain't a muchen lat lachtis. Then we have two svaras where you're not going to open it up now on Shabbos to hit the coals. One svar is because you don't want the wind to come inside the tanner, and also you closed it pretty tight. So it's going to be a big tirch of you to open it up and then close it again. You're not going to do that. Hi bisra the gdiya, v'shorik, and also you put the cement, you close it tight, shapidom. The borcho, that's an older behemoth, Rashi ayel godel, an older ayel. So there, that meat, loy kosh lezika. There, if the wind comes in while you're roasting it, nothing will happen to it. Abazoy, the borcho, the gemara, v'loy shorik, and also you didn't put any cement around the cover to it, that's vadei osa. The first case is vadei mutter, because you have two milas, it's closed tight. And it's bared the wind for it. And the second case is vade oser, because it's too chasroinus. Eshtens, the wind won't harm it, and also it's not closed tight. For the Gemara, the gediyah v'loy sorek, what about if you have this young meat that the wind is bared, but you didn't close it too tight? Is that mutter or not? Are we guys, you'll open it up to hit the meat, to hit the coals. Or else the barcha, let's say you have this older type of meat, that if the wind doesn't bother it, or with the sharek, but you have it sealed tight. Are we have the gzeir here or not? So machlokes, Ravashi Shorik, Ravashi says both are mutter. As you need both chasroinus to aser it. It has to be older meat, plus that the cover is not closed tight. So therefore it's easy to open it up, and even if you open it up, the wind coming in won't ruin the meat, so then you have the gzeri, you'll open it up to hit the coals. But if you have one mila, it's mutter. Rav Yimim Adiftana Osir says no, this case of Osir, it's only mutter if you have two milas. It has to be young meat, that you don't want the wind to come in, and also it's closed tight, there's too much of a tirch if you open it up. So the more the Rabashi, the Shor, according to Rabashi, holds this mutter. A 1 mile by itself is mutter, although you have a kasha for the Braisa, but Tanya, the Braisa says, ain't soylin bosor. You're not allowed to roast meat. It says meat. Botzel, onions, or baits and eggs, elikadesh yasalam abajun. Unless it was roasted before Shabbos. So posh, this is the gzeim Hashem yachta. So according to Rabbi Yimi, it's always mutter. Yeah, according to Ravashi, it's always mutter. And the Gemara poshid, hosom the borch of loy sorek. Because Ravashi is also asking, there's at least one case that's osur. If you have older meat that the wind doesn't stir it, doesn't ruin it, and also it's not closed tight, so there it's easy to open up the tanner, and we're afraid then you'll open it up to machta. So that's Chandra's brayso. Each of the Amr, another lush learns like this: The gdiya, if it's young meat, vein sharek, vein le sharek shapadami. The price says klur. You only need one milo. Since it's young meat, so if you open up the tana while you're cooking it, the wind comes in, ruins the meat, there's no gzeri. You're allowed to have that cooking on Shabbos, because we're not gozer shema yachta. You won't open up the tana to hit the coals. To borcha, if you have older meat, nami. Visharik, and also, even though older meat, the wind doesn't ruin it, but if you close it, seal it tight, it's also mutter, shapadami. He pligi, where's the machlek is, the borcha, older meat, v'loy sharik, and it's not sealed tight. So it's mamish tuchas too, it's very easy to open it up, and also the wind coming in doesn't ruin it, so there's a good zera. The Ravashi shor, Ravashi says, even that is mutter. Now it's going to be shver. According to Ravashi, there's no case that's also by roasting meat. Because any time you roast meat in the oven, it's always mutter. Even this older meat, and even the older meat, and even the older meat with the cover not sealed down is also... Is also mutter. Shari. We have Yim Yim Edift also. Yim Edift says no, this one case is also. Fredi Gemara, the owner of Ashi, the Shari, according to Ashi, it says even this case is mutter. We have all the meat. And the cover is not sealed, so it's always mutter. Fredi Gemara, Ivatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Soilin Vosa, you're not allowed to roast meat. Now, according to Ashi, there's no Hechatim, so where is it also to be solid meat? According to Ashi, it's always mutter. Vosa, onions, beets, and eggs. El Kadesh, it's solid by Jay. The Braisa is only if it's cooked before Shabbos. And the Gemara, Hossam, the Bisra Gumri. They were talking about not that it's in an oven. They're talking about you have the meat, mamish, on top of the coals itself. It is on the floor. You have coals on the floor, and you put a piece of meat on top of the coals. There, everybody's masking the gzera. Since it's mamish in front of your nose, and you can see that the meat is not doing so well, so there we're afraid you're going to come and hit the coals on Shabbos. Omer Ravina, high crow. You have a pumpkin. Chaya, raw pumpkin, is shampadom. You're allowed to put it on the fire before Shabbos and let it cook through Shabbos. Why keep in the kosher lezika? Since you put it in a tanner, you want it to keep closed. Since for opening it up, the wind will come in, it's best for the pumpkin. It's kibisu di diadomi. It's daimed to basar that the wind is bad and sakamutta. Right. But the mason, we have a blech, you won't have the shalas here though. If you have a blech, there's no shalas. But only be a shalas, something is not cooked again before Shabbos. But most of all our food is always cooked well before Shabbos, so anyway you won't have these gezeres. Right, the Shama Yomer Mei Moichri. The Shama says you're not allowed to sell something to a goy right before Shabbos, unless the goy takes the chepes and gets to his house before Shabbos. Tore Rabon. You're not allowed to sell something you own to a goy on Erev Shabbos unless he gets home before Shabbos. You can't lend him something. Shaila usually means lending something, he'll give it back. I mean, you give him a kli, then he'll return the kli. The same thing then. Halvos the trash is lending, but dover anything like so, like money. You lend somebody money, you don't get back the same money, you get back something else. So Bisham holds both things are awesome. Why you lend him? You can't give a goy matona. Unless the goy is able to get home before Shabbos. Because according to Bisham, as Xer, it looks as if he's your shliach. Since he's leaving your house right before Shabbos, people think like you told him to take this kli for you, and he's carrying it for you someplace. So goy is doing a melacha for you on Shabbos, that's awesome. That's Bisham's Xer. He has to true get to his city, but he doesn't have to be able to reach his house. Now, if he reaches the first house in that city, it's mutter. Abu Reb Kivoyim, Alokaholak Abu Kivoyim, Kedeshiyetim, Pesach Beisim. No, the Pshan Beisil is, it's enough that the guy leaves your house before Shabbos. Once he leaves your house before Shabbos, even though now it becomes Shabbos and he's walking home, there's no Gzerah. Because Demetrius is not carrying it for you. Awesome. He bought something, or he borrowed something he wants to use for his own purpose. So he's carrying it for his own purpose, there's no Gzerah. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Hei Nein Dibri Rabbi Kiva, Hei Nein Dibri Beisilu. Loi Bo Rabbi Kiva, Lepamash Dibri Beisilu. His Rabbi Kiva is not a third cheetah. Rabbi Kiva is saying Pshat in Beisilu. According to Beisilu, as long as the goy leaves your house before Shabbos, it's mutter. But he said, Enechnami, on Shabbos Gufa, the goy comes into your house, and he wants to pick up a jacket or something left in your house. Even though he's taking his own things, it's awesome. Because that's necessary, since he leaves your house on Shabbos, it looks like you gave it to him on Shabbos to carry for yourself. So even according to Basil, it's only mutter, you have to leave your house before Shabbos. Right. But on Shabbos, you can't come into your house and walk out with something.
Can you throw it on Shabbos?
What?
Това?
He's doing it all. There's exactly. The other thing we spot, you know, it's still mechsed. It looks to people as if he's taking something for you and going away. That'll be awesome. The only shal we spoke about last week was a mole shalu is a mole by diaper service. Mole they have diaper service coming to hell. So usually they come, whenever they come, Thursdays they come, and a mole yomtov comes out on Thursday. So you're allowed to let the diaper service come into your house and take out the diapers. The chur, the guy is coming into your house, he's walking out with it on Shabbos, on yomtov. That chur should be also. But there is a ksas heter, because there it's a non-tzadik. Yeah. Everybody knows you didn't call him up today, like you're not telling him to come and take it. Mm. Everybody knows the diaper service comes by themselves. There are days when they come, you're not telling them to come. Same thing with the garbage. If a guy takes the garbage, comes in, if you have the garbage in your house, in your backyard, so you have to come into the backyard, take out the garbage on Shabbos. It's also a shayla. But also we make it there, because everybody knows the garbage man, you didn't tell him to come. Like he comes on his own. But Stam a guy comes into your house to pick up a keli, that's the gzera, it looks as if you're telling him to carry the keli for you, so that's also on Shabbos. It's only mutter if he leaves your house before Shabbos. Tell the rabbonim. You can't sell chametz to goy. Elim came your day abosh yichla koyd mafesach. Divrei beshamis, el beshamis. Beshamis holds that anytime you own your chametz, there's an issue. You have to make sure it's burning. There's no way to sell it to a goy. If you only sell it to a goy, you know he'll eat it up before Pesach. But if it's still going to be around at Pesach, there's no eitzah. Or besilloy menol alochel and besilloy kol zman shemutalech lochloy kol zman you'll eat chametz even for erev Pesach in the morning is mutal amarchu, you'll have to sell your chametz to a goy. Abi the goy owns it before Pesach, it's mutal. The Yehudu also like the Shamay Shita.